What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'm going to be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Oh, boy.
What's up?
Nothing, just down a Ron Wyden wormhole here.
Why?
Well,
great Ron Wyden?
I found out yesterday that Ron Wyden's still alive and a U.S. senator.
Oh, come on. You knew he was alive?
I forgot Ron Wyden was still a thing.
He's been trying to get women's basketball here for years.
And then, I was watching some of the press conference yesterday after the show.
He was up there.
And I was like, hey, Ron Wyden. And then that kind of led me down a wormhole. And, dude, that guy has been in federal government since 1981. I'm old and was born in 78. My God. And he's starting to get a little bit of the Wayne Gretzky, Keith Urban thing going on. It just kind of blew my mind. That dude's like 76 years old and it's still up there being all Ron Wyden-y. So then that kind of led me down a rabbit hole of looking up Ron Wyden.
Would you give up all those bribes?
Hell no.
You know?
No.
I mean, you hang on to that crap as long as you can.
You imagine the amount of...
Bribes?
That's the best way to put it. Well, let's come up with a better way than...
Favors?
Favors, IOUs, relationships that you've developed by being in the government since 1981. I mean, my God. When's the last time that guy paid full price for anything? I'd also like to see his stocks. I want some of that Nancy Pelosi trading magic going with Ron Wyden. 1981.
Ron Wyden net worth.
Oh, like $5 million maybe? And do we really know until he walks away with just a butt ton of cash and then is on a couple boards?
There's something called opensecrets.org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they like to track senators because, you know.
Yeah, you know.
They're watchdogs.
Even though nothing ever happens. Ever.
Over the Metropolitus.
Yes. Who was the dude from Wisconsin that like came into the government? Was it... He was the good-looking guy, the young guy. Was it Scott Walker? Something like that. He came in. He was just like a normal dude. He's like a teacher. And then he left like 5 years later. He's worth like $10 million. You're like, what? How did that happen? Everyone's like, I don't know. Just accept it. Now he's on a board of something.
He ranks 23rd. Now, this is a little old, but it says he ranks 23rd in the Senate with an estimated net worth of $6.8 million. That was 5 years ago.
And how much does he get paid?
So he's probably worth 10.
What's he making? Like 100,
living that comp life.
150, 170 grand a year waiting for that Oregon PERS to kick in. It's good to be Ron Wyden.
Well, what did he do before becoming a House of
I don't think anything. He's been there since 1981.
He's been in there since he was four.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want from him? What did he do before? I don't know.
Well, he had to have done something.
Not be old. He's a Wichita boy.
Yeah.
He's a Kansas boy.
Kansas boy.
American preserving.
I was always thrown off by him and the way he talks. Like, it's a little...
Yeah, it's a little odd.
It takes a little getting used to with Ron.
So he grew up in Palo Alto. He was teaching. He was a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder he went to politics.
Yeah, he was teaching in Oregon, and that was from 74 to 80, and then he was the director of the Oregon Legal Service Center, a nonprofit.
Did he go to law school?
Yeah, he went to law school at Oregon.
Yeah, okay.
I love that he ran a nonprofit from 77 to 79, and was like, all right, enough of this. It's time to do some profit stuff. And federal government. Let's go. So I love when they like you look at the salaries of those things. You're like, why would anyone want to do it? I give you $10 million later. That's why. And as someone on the Vancouver Ford text line said, I like when we were trying to figure out like another word for the bribes, it's opportunities. Or as we like to say, opportunities. I don't know how anyone says no to that, to be honest with you. Like if Isaac Ropp, the greatest Saatchi, is in Congress, right? You're sitting around, you're doing your senator thing, whatever, you're hanging out, and someone comes to you, one of your constituents, and says, hey, just FYI, I know you don't want to know this. You're like, stop, don't tell me. And they're like, hey, This person's about to get a government contract, and this stock's about to go through the roof. Don't do anything with it. And then they just walk away. Are you expected to just sit there and be like,
Well, I would never do that.
No. Or if you have a bunch of stock and someone came to you and says, hey, by the way, yeah, that
you should sell that.
I'm not kidding. You should sell it. Are you supposed to just sit with your thumb planted somewhere and then wait for you to get wiped out? It's almost impossible. It really is.
I prefer the private sector.
It's like being a rock star and being faithful to your wife. It just doesn't work.
I'm reading here that he is, you know who his grand uncle was?
Mm-mm.
Do you know who Franz Weidenreich was?
Franz? The fact that he was a grand uncle named Franz probably in the 30s makes me a little nervous. I don't want to know. Anyone named Franz that grew up in that time, it's a dicey time to be a Franz.
He was a Jewish German anatomist and physical anthropologist who studied evolution.
Okay.
Very famous.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
Did he work
on
the
pioneer?
Okay. Well,
of sorts.
Kick ass.
Grand uncle. And there are 5 Wyden children, it says on Wikipedia, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're up to, but.
I don't know. But he's hanging out with him and Jeff Merkley, probably doing an ad wearing some cargo pants and like a hard hat and hanging out in someone's garage. Probably a vest involved. You know why, Rob? They're an everyman. They're working for you.
Yeah, I feel like Ron Wyden. You know, I feel like he's a good dude. I don't know much about him.
I got nothing against him.
I don't know much about his voting record or anything. He's just out there.
He's always been there.
Yeah, he's
my
just
entire life.
He's always there.
He's been there.
Yeah, he's like a dad.
Yeah.
He's there for us.
Well, like if you took Dana Altman, hashtag Midwest Girl Dad, and we just age Dana Altman a little bit and maybe get him some Botox and plastic surgery, Ron Wyden? Like if something happened to Ron, could we just slide the brush in and no one would be the wiser?
I do believe Dr. Wyden has had some work done.
Yeah.
But that's,
hey.
To be expected.
Well, you got to keep youthful looking in the political game, man. Right?
Well, I don't think you do, really.
He's got a little bit of that Jerry Jones happening for himself.
But,
right here.
Decent fella.
Met Wyden once at a Greek festival. Came across as a very decent guy.
Yeah, I think he's one of the old school guys that's out there and that's in politics and... Mm-hmm. You know, he can be reasoned with, you know?
Right.
He's just like, he's been around.
He's been around a long, long time.
You know? Yeah. Tries to do the right thing. I mean, I don't know. He could be totally corrupt. I have no idea. It just seems like he's, he's got me fooled.
Well, his ad is...
Blumenauer had me fooled.
His ad is different, like Oregon.
With his little glasses.
Yeah.
Do you remember Earl?
I do.
Now, see, he retired, I think, right?
I think he walked away. But not Ron. Ron's going strong. I don't know how long before you're like, you're 75, going on 76.
I don't think Blumenauer retired.
No? He's still there? I thought he walked away.
I don't know. The listeners will yell at us about this, so just wait. The text is coming.
You idiots!
How do you not know this? Well, I don't really follow it. That's how.
I don't know.
Are these Oregon state representatives? Is that what you guys have been talking
about? Well, Ron Wyden's a senator, but I think Blumenauer was a rep.
Yeah, he was a representative.
Senative? Yes.
He was of the bow tie and the glasses.
By the way, Will Ortner, everybody.
Hey, Will.
He's in for... he's already there.
Yeah. By the way, Earl's still hanging in there, too.
He's still there? I thought he retired.
I thought so, too. I thought he walked away, but it doesn't appear so.
Man, so he...
Still wearing the glasses. We got like 150 years combined. Going between Earl and Ron.
Yeah, he's about the same age as Ron.
Yeah, 76 and 75.
Am I to understand that Will Ortner doesn't know who either one of those guys are?
I think that's...
Are they Oregon state representatives?
Again, Ron Wyden is a senator.
Yeah, and
for Oregon, and Blumenauer is a representative, yes.
But they're both for Oregon? Why would I care about Oregon?
I'm just hoping you know the difference between the two. You know that there are two.
I just say representatives because you know what I mean.
Okay.
Well, they're in Congress. There's the House of Representatives. Then there's the Senate.
You're a teacher, and it scares me because last time we had
taught
the whole barometer
on
thing,
Monday.
So,
Yeah, but you use barometer incorrectly.
Man, we're 5 minutes in, and you guys are fighting.
I'm not taking the cheese.
Yeah, smart.
So we're just,
you know what? That is a good move, Jason.
We're just going to walk away. Will's trying to deflect from whatever the hell he's got going on over there, so we'll just...
Facebooking.
We'll just leave it be.
Facebook still a thing?
You got to do Facebook posts for your guys' shows.
Really?
That's what Swag told me.
Boy, I didn't know that. Did you know that? We're learning all kinds of things.
I know. Look at that. We're learning about Earl. We're learning about Ron. This is like a Schoolhouse Rock sort of edition.
So who would you rather have a beer with, Ron Wyden or Earl Blumenauer?
Boy, that's tough.
Because isn't Blumenauer...
They're both lawyers.
Yeah, he was an attorney as well. He's a Lewis and Clark guy.
Yeah, I mean, they've both been there forever.
I'm going to go Wyden. He seems a little more relatable.
Because of what? Well, he doesn't wear a bow tie?
Well, I think Blumenauer seems like more of a higher education kind of big thinker guy.
Yeah.
And that's no good for me because I don't think.
You're right out.
So I feel like Wyden could come down to my level and we could talk about tampering get Sabrina Ionescu to Portland.
Well, he was. I mean, Ron Wyden was tampering yesterday at the press conference.
See, Blumenauer's not talking sports with us, is he?
That's true. Yeah, Ron did say that he's been in contact with Sabrina, so start the tampering now. Let's go, Ron.
I love that.
Hell yeah,
good
let's
for him.
Do it.
Dude, that guy's going to be our GM.
That's his retirement plan. What gets Ron Wyden out of the Senate? Well, WNBA.
Woj retires from ESPN to be the GM at St. Bonaventure. Ron Wyden bags the Senate to be the Portland WNBA GM.
I love it.
What do you think about that?
Man, it's a hell of a time to be alive right now. Let's go.
Well, I think Wyden, from what I understand, did quite a bit to get the WNBA here. He helped a lot.
Yeah, he was
He's
pushing
got some
for that.
Pull.
Yeah.
So, how about a little love for Ron Wyden?
Way to go, Ron. Way to go.
We're fans here.
At this point, it doesn't really matter. I think Ron just shows up and they elect him. No one's voting him out at this point. It'll be like the...
Yeah, he's just got to retire,
exactly.
Right?
He'll just be like McConnell out there eventually just freezing on live TV. And I'm like, I don't know. He's been there forever. Keep voting for him.
Well, guys.
God forbid, like, we have, like, an age limit on any of these things.
I know, term limits, age limits.
No!
Nah.
Right out.
Guys, big radio announcement. No Dan Lanning today. He is not going to be coming on our show.
No.
As it is the bye week, so he's out recruiting.
Yeah. He can't be bothered during recruiting times.
No. So we're going to let him go this week. He'll be back next week. So today, a lot of you, a lot of me, a lot of Will. Yeah. Let's party.
By the way, we got another person in, Vancouver Ford text line. He's had a beer with Wyden. He can put him down and throw him back. There, one guy saying that solidifies. We want to hang out
you
with Ron
what?
Wyden.
I don't believe that guy. I don't think that's true. I think he's lying. And somebody else said Earl is retiring. His
okay.
seat is up for election.
Oh, well, maybe that's so, why we...
That's what know. I thought, yeah. Okay. He's out. All right. Earl's going to go spend more time with his family.
He's going to go wear more bow ties in a casual setting.
He'll soon be the new GM of the Portland State NIL.
Do they have
Or the Lewis and Clark NIL.
Boy, I'm not certain Portland State has NIL, to be honest
with
you.
By the way, what's going on at Portland State? We didn't get into that. Whooping cough?
Yeah, well, they were on the Oregon Trail, and someone caught some dysentery and died, and then some whooping cough popped up, and away you go. Yeah, we didn't even mention that, but yes, we had a college football game canceled because of whooping cough. I didn't even know that was still a thing. And then, of course, then we got everyone was like, hey, whooping cough is serious. My roommate had it. Damn near killed him. So now you can't make fun of it, but I'm sorry. I'm making fun of Portland State. You had an outbreak of whooping cough, for God's sakes. And that game, by the way, is not getting made up.
Sounds terrible. Yeah, so they had to cancel their game.
Yeah.
And they lost. So they lost? Or is it like a no game? Or
look, can I... Does it matter?
Well, but I'd just like to know.
I don't know.
I don't know if it matters, but I'd still like to know.
I know the team traveled down, and so they're like, at that level.
They were down there?
Yeah, they had already come down. It was the day before. So the team was already traveling, and they said, dude, we're not coming back. Like, you don't waste that money at that level in the Big Sky.
Who were they playing?
I'll have to look it up for you.
I've got it right here. They were playing South Dakota.
Yeah, you're asking a lot of questions about Big Sky football that, to be honest, I'm not prepared to answer.
So South Dakota gets a W, right?
Looks like it's no counties.
Yeah, so no W there.
Turns out that if it's for some sort of pandemic reason, then it's just a no counties.
I don't know. I feel like that's not on South Dakota. I mean, no offense to Portland State.
No, South Dakota didn't do anything. They're not the one that contracted whooping cough.
If you can't play the game because you have whooping cough.
Well, man, they had to ford the Columbia River and float down, and then they had to go hunt with that little squirrel and the bear coming around. The Oregon Trail is nothing to be effed with, man. It's some serious stuff.
So primitive.
I lost a lot of people. I lost a lot of loved ones on the Oregon Trail. And, you know, now, you know, all these years later, whooping cough.
So are they playing this week then? Or are they bagging that one too?
I'm assuming they're playing. I haven't heard
my
that,
Vikings.
I haven't heard that they're not.
Looked like it was still being played.
Yeah, they got what, Boise State. And that is on FS1, by the way.
They're going to get smacked bad.
Yeah.
How bad is Ashton Gentry going to?
Really, I'm going to go 275 and.
Seven touchdowns?
No, nah, they'll sit him down before that. I'll go 275. You know what? Now I'm going to go 235, four tutties. And then they'll sit him down.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, they hung tight over. They hung tight with Washington State 70-30 in the opener.
I'm going
to
go over on all of that.
You take the over?
Yes.
Okay.
On every level.
Hey, remember last year against, like, I don't know, was it like Northwest something or other? Portland State scored 91 last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they can't be stopped. Yeah,
but that team, the team they scored 91 on was Lincoln.
Was it Lincoln?
Lincoln High School?
Lincoln High?
No, it's the Bishop Sycamore. Dusty and I were talking about this. I played Lincoln. They don't have a campus. They are all online classes.
Oh.
They do not have a practice field.
One of those.
They just show up and play. Yeah, it's in like Oakland. It's a joke of a college.
Okay.
It's not real.
Well, I mean, Barney Ball, man. Hey, you know, we don't take it easy on anyone. You show up, you buckle that chin strap.
I like them putting that on the schedule.
Yeah, they're gonna lace it up on someone. Yeah, I think it was like 91. It might have been 91 nothing.
It was either Lincoln or America, another fake college. I can't remember which.
I kind of like the idea of playing a fake college.
We played them.
Yeah, they played North American University, and they beat them 91-0.
North American University.
And by the way, you know, like on ESPN when they show the schedule and you click on the team, North American University, you cannot click on it. It may not exist anymore.
I think they're down in Texas.
But according to ESPN, it does not exist. There is no link to that. So there's that.
I love that they chose the continent as their... I mean, what? Like, you're just the whole continent?
You know what? I kind of dig it. I like where this is going. You know, you got to think when you're going with like to make a university, you got to go bold, man.
Is there a Europe university?
The best part is that when you look it up, you know that they have the picture of the campus.
And they are in Houston.
This is the photo that pops up.
Yeah, it's a door.
I think that's in a like a.
It's a door.
I don't even know if that's in a strip mall, to be honest with you. I think that's more like, it just kind of looks like a leasing office of a bad apartment complex.
They're 0-3 this year. Would you care to guess the scores?
Yes.
0-77, 6-41, 0-80.
Hey, that's 6 points.
Wow. Who is the 41 to six? Like, how bad is that team?
Wayland Baptist University, parentheses, Texas.
That's rough. That's a rough go.
Yeah, that picture of North American University reminds me of the great Brown Mackey College in Salina, Kansas. That's basically just one door with stairs leading up to the classroom. And all you would ever see is like 6'9" black guys going in and out of there. They had a hell of a basketball team.
I think North American University might be in a parking garage when I actually look up the university. It does appear to be a door that leads into a parking garage. So... look, I don't know what kind of education you're going to get. You're not going to play real good ball, but I'll tell you what, there's ample parking. You never have to worry about that. And I'll tell you what, parking at BYU, that sucked. So, like North American University, they got something going for them.
They play in the SAC conference, the Southern Athletic Conference.
No pun intended.
No. No, I'm trying to find about their athletic programs, but it's not on the
It's on their website.
I'm looking. I can't.
They're the Stallions.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Try to do a little more digging, find out what they're all about.
Looks to me like Brown Mackey has a building now.
Oh, hey, well, that's good.
Things are looking up out there.
You know what? It's progress being made. Incremental, but it's progress.
All right. Well, we should get to going here.
Probably.
Dan Lanning will not join us today, so we'll just party. We'll do some sports talk. We'll start with our poll question next on The Fan.
White.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, nice to have you along. Good little Thursday. Getting ready for some football. We got Patriots Jets tonight. I would say that's a decent little game, but I don't really know that it is. We'll see.
It's possible. I mean, they've been competitive in every game this year, so...
Who's they?
You know, give them that. Well, I'm not talking about the Jets, so there's only two teams. I'm talking about the Patriots. The Patriots were supposed to be one of the worst teams in football this year. And look, I'm not saying the Patriots are good. The Patriots aren't going to the playoffs or anything like that. But they beat Cincinnati, who we still think is pretty good. And they gave the Seahawks everything they could handle. So, and I do think that those are two good teams. So I'm giving Mayo and company out there a lot of credit. New England plays hard, disciplined football, and, you know, they're battling.
You know what I read today?
What do you got?
On internet? The Patriots have won 15 of the last 16 meetings with the Jets. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Of course, stands to reason because you know Tom Brady and all that.
Sure.
But, you know, it's been a few years. And the Jets, yeah, Jets have been terrible. But
Jets suck.
But, yeah, so got a little football tonight.
Yeah.
Catapult us into the fun football-filled weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Poll question. Yesterday on X at 1080 The Fan, we asked you, how do you view the WNBA returning to Portland? 42% of you said, nice little get. 31% said, big win for the city. And then 27% of you said, seriously, who cares?
Can the next poll question be, at all times, does Ron Wyden have a piece of ribbon candy in his pocket? Yes or no?
Oh, that's an easy yes. Overwhelmingly, yes.
Now, okay, how about this one? What is in Ron Wyden's pocket right now? Ribbon candy, Werther's Original, both. Or maybe one of those strawberry candies that you don't know where you buy. It just is a wrapper that looks like a strawberry.
Werther's for sure.
You think he's a Werther's Original guy?
Totally.
I kind of want Ron Wyden on the program now so we can ask these hard-hitting questions. What is your favorite form of hard candy, Ron?
Yeah, Werther's are those little...
The little butterscotch
The little
ones.
Gold ones?
Yeah.
For sure. Those are at least in his office.
That was a Grandpa Gary Ortner move for a long time.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah. The old men love... Well, that was the whole point of the commercial. Is it was like some old grandpa and his little brat grandson wanted nothing to do with him. And he was like, have a Werther's Original. And then they had a wonderful relationship.
You know, pretty good result there. 27% of you don't really care. I would have thought maybe it would have been more. It certainly would have been more back when they first got the WNBA.
Yeah.
As we spoke about yesterday. But, you know, people are coming around. I saw, before we get to today's poll question, I saw one thing that said, so the Portland franchise will be the 15th in WNBA, in the league there.
Yes.
So... Obviously, 16 makes sense.
Well, Toronto, I think, is coming. So isn't Toronto going to be 16?
Well, they've already counted that one, I think. I think Portland is 15, and then a 16th makes sense because of, you know, scheduling and divisions and everything.
Sure.
And they said that, so the total payment for the Portland group was $125 million to land that WNBA team.
Yeah.
They're saying that there are... Already 12 to 15 bidders for the 16th franchise. They hope to add it by 2028, so just a couple of years after Portland.
Hmm.
And they said that the bidding is already up to $250 million.
Yikes.
Double what Portland just paid.
Yeah. So, I mean,
How about that?
It goes to show you that one, everyone wants to own a sports franchise, and people are betting. Like, look at the MLS, right? I mean, you got MLS teams now that were bought for a couple million bucks that are now worth close to $1 billion. So... I don't know where the WNBA goes. I don't know. The crazy thing about this is that has never made a single penny. The WNBA has never made a single dollar. And yet we're just seeing this massive influx of investment in it. So it's obviously people that are betting on this thing growing. But even if you bought in at 120, and that includes the facility and all that here in Portland, you know, if in 15 years, dude, if that thing's worth $600 or $700 million, again, this is what happens in sports. It just, you get to the point, like in the NFL, I don't know who buys these teams anymore. I mean, you're having to open it up to private equity. Like, there's very few people that have the money. Like, when you see some of these teams now selling in the NFL, eventually, if you get a team like the, you know, the Celtics are selling in the NBA, that thing's going to go for $7 billion plus. But, like, if the Cowboys, if the Jones family, after Jerry dies, just is like, I'm not in this anymore, does that thing sell for 15? You know, what, 20 billion? What does that thing go for?
I'm going to say north of 15.
I mean, it's going to be insane. I mean, I'm interested to see what happens when Seattle and Portland eventually sell, when Jody gets around to it. I mean, these numbers are astronomical.
Yeah, people are betting on MLS and WNBA.
Yep.
Because it's really the only affordable, the last relevant
affordable
sports.
I think people kind of feel like hockey may have hit its ceiling. Like, and this is why I say with the WNBA, you know, be careful. When Gretzky went from Edmonton to LA, that was hockey's big explosion. And that's they started putting markets in Dallas and Phoenix and Atlanta again. And it was like this big thing. And, oh, hockey is going to be the next big thing. And it really wasn't. And so hockey, eventually they had to have a lockout and you had to have a hard cap. And a bunch of Canadian teams had to lose their franchise and teams moved. And now it's kind of settled. And hockey teams are still affordable. Hockey teams are not that expensive. But also, hockey doesn't have a ton of growth. I think hockey is, I mean, it'll go as you know, obviously everything goes up. But hockey, if you're buying a hockey team right now, you're not buying at like low and being like, man, in 10 years.
Yeah.
Whereas with the MLS and with the WNBA, I think people still see massive, massive growth.
But you know, you just said it, everything goes up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Right there. And you know what? Hear me now, believe me later. And this may not be a crazy statement or it may be a crazy statement, but I'm telling you, the next big money-making sport in the U.S., you know what it is? Mm. It's college football, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, that college football, the revenue growth potential in college football is higher than any other sport, and it's not even close.
Yeah. Yeah. Because once you start selling off programs and selling off chunks of it,
Alabama, well, there's so much to sell.
Alabama football is a
and
lot.
And not only that, but I think that sport, if they actually pull their head out of their ass and get the product right and make it exciting, you're going to gain so many fans.
Yeah.
I can see it now where there's a scenario where I think NFL fans, and I'm not saying that the NFL has a major problem on its hands or the NFL will ever not be king, but I think if you are an NFL fan, you can kind of see that as scoring goes down, and it is way down, and running the football goes up, and it is way up, fans might think college football, if college football can get its format correct, where it's easy to consume, fans might start grifting over towards college football because it's more exciting.
It's possible. It's possible.
But they just have to get their... Right now, there's too many teams, too many games. It's all over Saturday. It's like, you know, for most people, it's wake me up when the postseason tournament starts. Mm-hmm. And this is the only, believe it or not, this is the only, the first damn year where we actually have a cool tournament.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. It's 2024, and they've only just now figured this out. So that's why I'm saying their growth potential, I think, long as they get their postseason format and get everything buttoned up right and their TV packaging right, dude, that thing is going to make so much money.
And pay no attention to evaluations because, like, I wanted to look, like, with the NHL. So the Arizona Coyotes just sold to the Utah Group, right, to become the Utah whatever, the Yeti. That team was – that's, like, the worst franchise in all of sports. They had no arena. They played at a makeshift Arizona State hockey arena, and that team was valued at little less than $500 million. It sold for $1.2
billion. Yeah, exactly.
So anytime you hear evaluations like, oh, this team's worth, you know, $2 billion, yeah, you're not buying it for two. You want to buy into that club, the price is significantly more.
Today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan, which Northwest sports fan bugs you the most? Duck fan, Blazers fan, Seahawks fan, or soccer fan? Vote and vote hard. This question was inspired by the Dan Campbell story.
Oh yeah,
I want to talk about.
Yeah. That's bad for Dan.
We're gonna talk about that coming up. But vote, and then we'll update you on the results there. And then we'll get into some college football talk. Does the SEC really have 6 of the 7 best teams in college football? All of that is coming up. But first, Will with SportsCenter.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, I was mentioning the Dan Campbell story. That's what inspired today's poll question because I was thinking about this. And if you haven't seen, he had to sell his house.
Yeah, I guess some Lion fan, by the way, bought it from him after it had been on the market one day.
So yeah.
Must be nice to be Dan Campbell.
They got $4.5 million for it.
Yeah.
But
it was a former Red Wing Hall of Famer's house.
Nice house. I was looking at
it. Oh, yeah, dude. Igor was making bucks.
I don't know about you, but I love looking at listings.
Oh, 100%.
I don't care what the price is.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Yeah.
Well, he's the coach of the Lions in Detroit. People love him. I mean, his Applebee's commercials are great. But after they lost to the Cowboys last year, late in the season, he went for 2 at the end of the game to try to win it, and they didn't get it.
Yeah.
And they lost the game. And they said that after that, he was a victim of doxing.
Yeah, someone put his address online and, you know, and he said it was nothing bad, like death threats or whatever, but, you know, people were you know, playing pranks and jokes and, you know, driving by and throwing stuff. And
well, he said a bunch of contractors got sent to his house to make repairs that weren't needed. It was just a prank.
Yeah.
And it annoyed him. And then he said the harassment kind of ramped up. The family had to file police reports, and they had to increase security. So they finally just sold their house, which is so wild because he is such a, like, I feel like he's like a hero in Detroit.
He is. He's a beloved guy.
I mean, why would they not love him? He's the only guy that's done anything there in 50 years.
He is. The problem is
for
that
football, anyway.
This is like anything else. You know, you got how many millions of people in Detroit? And only takes, if you had eight people that decided that they were going to be a jackass to Dan Campbell, that's all it takes. I would assume that from everything I know about Dan Campbell and the Lions fans, that like you said, that guy is a hero. But, you know, just a handful of people that decide to be a D. And sometimes that doxing stuff, like where it was swatting, that's not even a, someone just thinks that's hilarious. They just do it just because it's a TikTok prank. It has nothing to do with even liking or disliking the person. You just decide that you're going to do it for S's and giggles.
Yeah, so doxing, I think, is illegal in most states.
Yes.
It's just basically where you release information. Mm-hmm. Public figures, just put it online. Yeah. Not that you couldn't find Dan Campbell's address if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, most people don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and again, most people hopefully have some common sense, and it sucks, but, you know, they sold it in a day. Like I said,
they're fine.
Giant Lions fan, and he said they've already bought something else, and, you know, maybe this one's a little more, you know, private and behind some gates.
Well, no, they said it was. It was super private, and that's what they wanted and needed. But I was thinking, is the NFL the only sport that would happen in, or is this, could that happen in any sport?
No, I think it could happen in any sports. I mean, Calipari talked about it, you know, being the coach of Kentucky. He said he had a tree removed from his house, like, after he got the job, and he said it was front page news. And he said after that, everyone knew where he lived, and it's something that he's had to deal with, and that's college.
Just because people know where you live. I mean, I think in college towns.
Well, no, Calipari has talked about that it is a problem, but he understands that he can't go anywhere there where he's going to have privacy.
But I do think in college towns, I know it was true in Lawrence when I lived there. I mean, in Eugene, like those towns are small. You know where the coaches live. Yeah. I think the pro sports are a little bit different.
Yeah.
But these, I don't know, the NFL fan is a special kind of.
Yeah, it's a special kind of nut job. Yeah. Well, I mean, Jay Cutler talked about it in Chicago that he had a hard time walking down the street. People would spit on him. And just shout obscenities as he walked down the street. That's, you know, and that's not a house thing, but I'm guessing that's not the funnest thing in the world when you're walking down Michigan Avenue and you got someone hawking a loogie on you because you're the Bears quarterback. Unfortunately, I think that just kind of, I'm not going to say that it, I mean, comes with the territory, it seems to dismiss it, but you know,
I tell you what though,
it's hard.
If you said, hey, Rop.
Yeah.
An NFL coach got doxxed and had to move because of all the problems.
Yeah. I would have said like Philly.
Dude, if you made me guess, Dan Campbell would be last.
Yeah.
I mean, I would guess him dead last. I'd be like, dude, that guy's a hero. Yeah.
I could see Sirianni having something in Philadelphia.
Eberflus for sure.
Eberflus, Sirianni, absolutely.
Eberflus?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Chicago's coach.
Chicago.
They hate him.
That's a rough crowd and they don't like him and... You know, it's you can go down to Miami where no one cares. They probably just wanted to go do lines of blow with Mike McDonald. Like, no one cares down in Florida.
Mike McDaniel.
Or McDaniel, what did I say?
Is this going to be a problem for you moving forward?
I keep saying McDonald.
Well, McDaniel. We've got two.
We've got two.
We've got Mike McDaniel, who is the coach of the Dolphins.
And then Mike McDonald.
And you have Mike McDonald, who is the coach of the Seahawks.
Yeah, and I just always think about the Seahawks because I don't think about the Dolphins because they're terrible and the most overrated team over the last handful of years. So I just naturally am inclined to think McDonald.
Anyway. Fans, man. Mm. All right, Mariners.
Dennis Erickson used to live at the bar at the country club.
Mariners make losing look like an art.
Yeah.
That's next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
We're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
We will not interview Dan Lanning next segment. Mariners are winning.
Does it really matter at this point?
You know, I was just thinking that. It really doesn't.
I think their odds of making the playoffs now are like 2.5%. So, I mean, barring some sort of miracle here where over the next 8 games, You know, they go 8-0 and everyone else S's the bed. You know?
Well, did you see what happened last night?
I've never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it in my entire life.
Just a couple days ago, we were talking about Victor Robles trying to steal home with the bases loaded and a 3-0 count.
Yeah.
And he got thrown out.
Yeah.
And we were like, man, the Mariners.
But at least that was at the beginning of the game, and you lost 11-2. So you can't say that cost you the game. You could say maybe you set the tone. But
they just find new and creative ways to screw up.
But this?
And so last night in the 10th, Julio Rodriguez is on third.
Yeah, they're down, by the way, they're down 2-1. Again, 2-1 in the 10th, because they scored one run. And they've got runners on the corners, nobody out. I mean,
yeah, and Arozarena strikes out and throws his bat, and Julio ducks out of the way and kind of runs towards the coach's box.
Yeah,
and they throw him out.
Yeah, never. And then he like laughed about it. The weird thing is that after the bat, I mean, I get you have to dodge the bat. He just kept walking.
Yeah, he didn't really put two and two. He just had, it was a brain fart.
Yeah, he just kept walking to the dugout, and the third base coach is like, dude, get your ass back to the bag. And they threw him out. And then, of course, Turner strikes out. And, I mean, think about that. If you're a Mariner fan, and look, the season's over, but you're trying to cling to some sort of hope that you can get some momentum going, you know, you give up a run in the 10th, and so you're like, oh, here we go. And then, lo and behold, you runners in the corners, nowhere out. You're like, oh, my God, we're going to win this game. No, you're not. Never seen anything. Strike out, throw out at third, strike out. I mean, if you had to just sum up, go to a diehard Mariner fan and be like, can you just summarize your season in one little capsule? You could just show them that series, those two at bats right there, and you'd be like, oh, that souns about right.
Very, very, very Mariner-y.
Yes. I mean,
but they are winning tonight.
And by the way, supposedly that's your best player that happened to.
Yeah, I mean, look, he just made a mistake. Okay,
you ever?
But it's just.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe you don't think about dodging a bat, but also peak of Rosarena to just you strike out and then you huck your bat at your best player. It's unbelievable. Like you can't make if I told you that, if I told you that's what happened, you'd be like BS.
No, I would say. If you said that happened last night, I'd be like, oh, that's the Mariners. That's what I would say. Because I guarantee you that happened to the Mariners. Yeah. Well, and it did.
It's crazy.
So, did you see the great Mike Lynch post today?
I did see the great Mike Lynch
post
today.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, that was awesome.
So, our former producer, Mike Lynch, who has ALS.
Who, by the way, recently got married. I think a week ago. Congratulations.
Yep, got married.
Yeah.
He's been with her for a long time.
Yep.
And he is, of course, he's the old big time Yankee guy.
Yep.
He and his family up at the what do they call it? The pink, watching the Yankees. And there was a picture of him meeting Aaron Boone.
Yep, on the field, full Yankee
head coach. God,
really, really cool.
What?
There with his beautiful wife and his parents, and so that's a
good moment
awesome.
For our guy.
I even said I've only said this twice in my life, both times to Mike Lynch. Go Yankees.
Well, I don't say that. But.
Well, it's Mike, so I had to say it for Mike.
I say go Mike.
Go Mike.
But screw the Yankees. And always screw the Yankees. By the way, Shohei Ohtani just getting a standing ovation in Miami.
Yeah.
He has 2 steals today, so he's now at 51 steals.
Yep.
And he is also, in his last at-bat, by the way, he's 4-for-4. He's about ready. He's trying now to go 5-for-5.
Is he coming up now?
He's up now.
Okay.
But he, on his last at-bat, he hit a home run.
I mean,
so he is now at 49 home runs and 51 steals.
Yeah, an absolute moonshot, by the way. He's going to get 50-50, which is freaking incredible.
Yep.
I also saw this because he's going to win another MVP, regardless of whether he hits 50 or not. It's not even close. I think Lindor has the second best odds. And I promise you, Frankie Lindor is not winning the MVP over Shohei Ohtani.
Right.
I think I saw this today, if I'm not mistaken. They said the last time someone led their league in home runs, as Ohtani does right now, and had 50 steals, I believe it was this guy by the name of Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb?
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were going to say Babe Ruth.
No, it was Cobb and Speaker. They both did it like in
Trace
like
Speaker.
Yeah, they did it in like 1911.
Cobb hit that many home runs?
Well, man, he didn't hit 50 home runs. He led the league in home runs, which was probably
gotcha.
6.
Yeah.
Like it was the olden days.
Yeah. All right.
But yes, he
cool.
Those two are the last two individuals to lead their leagues in home runs and have 50 steals.
I hate to say this. I really do. I hate to say this. I hate to say this on my radio show here.
But you're about to. You
I am going to say it. I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I root actively against the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Yes.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
But Shohei makes me want to root for the Dodgers.
Yes. Oh, did he just
He just hit another one.
He did it. 50-50.
Wow.
Son of a gun.
Oppo. Dude, that guy is unbelievable. Yeah. He is 5 for 5 today.
Yep. He just did it.
With 2 home runs, 2 stolen bases, 5 RBI. Well, and he's gonna get
a
7 RBI.
And he's getting a standing ovation.
They gave him a standing O when he came up to the plate.
Yeah. Dude.
Dude, that's
the
awesome.
That's the best thing to happen in to baseball in
a long time.
A long time.
He makes me want to root for the Dodgers. Because you know what's going to happen is he's gonna pitch and he's going to come out of their bullpen and he's going to be awesome and he's going to be their closer and the Dodgers are going to win the World Series and I might actually have to cheer.
Well, it's hard in my family not to because I mean he is. You think he's popular here? I'm telling you, in the BTJ's family and over in Japan when we went over there. I cannot, like, I always thought Ichiro over there, you would hear the stories. And they say that, you know, Ichiro he's a god over in Japan. And Ichiro fever has nothing on Otani.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, I've never seen that level of celebrity in the United States. Like, when you go over there and see what they do with Shohei Otani. When we were over there last summer, they were the news would come on and I was watching the news even though I didn't understand anything that was happening, but I was trying to pick up some of the language.
Curtain call.
Yeah, so they'd be watching the news and every night on the news they would have a 20-minute segment on what Shohei Ohtani did. And I was asking my gal's dad, I was like, well, he went 0-for-3 with a walk today, and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, so they're gonna do 20 minutes on that? He's like, yeah, they do it every night. He has his own 20-minute segment on the nightly news, not SportsCenter, just the news where they go through. I think we can't comprehend the level, and he's living up to it.
You think that guy just served him up? It's a blowout anyway. The score is 12-3 or was.
Yeah.
You think that guy just dropped one in there for him?
I don't know. I mean, it went. I mean, it's not like it was a bad. No, because it was on the outside corner, and Ohtani had to go down and dig it out.
You guys have a better understanding of this, but I feel like when Barry Bonds was chasing, now I was an even dumber young kid.
Even dumber than you are now?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
Hopefully. I feel like I remembered everyone being like, I don't want to be the pitcher that gives it up to Barry.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't feel like what they did with Aaron Judge back when he chased the fake record for 61.
It's tough to tell because there has always been the idea of no one wants to do it. And so like with Bonds, no one would pitch to him.
Well, Barry was an ass though, too. But no one liked him.
But no one pitched to Judge either. Like Judge was not getting pitches.
Yeah.
And so that was the thing. It's like he can't break it if no one will throw to him and no one wanted to do it. And I honestly
pitchers don't want to be that guy.
No, they don't.
But I was just, you know.
Didn't feel like it was as aggressive, though, as I remembered with Barry.
Well, it's hard to hate Ohtani.
Exactly.
Like, you just can't do it.
And you said you think he's popular here. I actually don't know how popular he is here. I think,
really?
Well, I mean, I think people marvel at him. Mm. He's certainly great for the game and fun to watch. But it'd be interesting to see in the pantheon of superstar athletes in the U.S., where he ranks. I don't know what your metric would be on that.
I don't know.
But I don't know that he's number one.
Oh, I think he's number, at least for baseball players?
No, I said pantheon of U.S. star athletes.
Yeah, I was going to say, star athletes is tough. Baseball players, he's lapped everyone by,
In terms of popularity?
Yes, Judge is the second most popular player, and I don't even think it's close.
Now, what are you basing that on? Because I bet you Judge and Ohtani are pretty close in popularity in the U.S.,
I don't think so. When it comes to casual fans, like casual fans might know Judge just because it's like, wow, he's really tall.
Yeah.
Well, but like when I'm teaching, like the little kids know and ask questions about Shohei Ohtani. Like, they don't ask about
Judge. Well, knowing him is different than
everyone in my sphere, and I mean everyone, whether they're a sports fan or not, knows and talks about Shohei Ohtani. And I can't tell the last time someone asked me a question about Aaron Judge. And you look at the commercials that he's on, I mean, Ohtani is a force of nature. He just is. He is one of the rare baseball athletes that has crossed over. I mean, they talk about him on late night TV. The comedians talk about him. He has become pop culture, and Aaron Judge is not pop culture. Honestly, the last baseball player I remember being pop culture was probably the steroid guys, because they would cross over and people would talk about him, and Ohtani's doing it for different reasons. Even Trout, as great as he was, Trout was not this. This is something unique and special that's a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know what he's doing is. I just, in terms of popularity, it's always, we always kind of gravitate towards the Americans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's true.
I remember when Miggy was doing what he was doing. Like, no one cared.
No one cared.
Now, this is different. I mean, this is like you say, what he's doing is, we haven't seen since Babe Ruth. It's really remarkable. At the same time, you know, I don't know. I'd like to see the numbers.
Well, I will tell you this, and if this means anything, last year when we were going over to Japan, and it happened this year too, you can't buy anything Ohtani in Japan. Just gone. It hits the shelves and it's gone. So some family members over in Japan had asked us, can you bring us some Shohei Ohtani gear? I was like, yeah, sure, no big deal. And so we went on, and you went on to like the MLB shop, which painfully is still a Fanatic shop. And when you're trying to buy Shohei Ohtani things, nothing that's good is in stock. And even if the stuff that you look at and be like, oh my God, who would buy that? It's only available in like 4X or small. Like, the stuff was sold out. We couldn't even buy it here in the States. Mm. And so then this year, we were like, all right, maybe it's calmed down a little bit and, you know, we'll buy some stuff and we'll ship it over there. Same thing. I just can't remember trying to buy a player's gear, just t-shirts, like the jerseys with his name and number on it, and it not being available.
Well, he seems like a great dude, too.
Yeah.
That helps him a lot.
Yeah.
People really like him.
This is to your point. You root for the Dodgers because of him.
It makes me want to root for the Dodgers.
Well, I will say this. I do root for Ohtani, and I root for the Dodgers because of Ohtani. I mean, if they're playing the Mets, screw that. Let's go Mets. But I have not liked a Major League Baseball player anywhere close to Shohei Ohtani since I was probably a little kid, and like Will Clark, like someone that wasn't on my team. It's just, it's different. I love watching him. I mean, I had goosebumps when you said that he was up and I turned and we saw he hit that oppo. I got goosebumps watching it.
Well, I certainly want to watch him do great things.
Yeah.
But I think that's different than me being a huge fan of him, right?
Sure.
Like, I think that's two different things. And that's why I was trying to figure out the metric,
how you
kind of measure that, I don't know.
Hey, remember, there's that one listener that all those months ago was like, there'll be 10 Shohei Ohtanis in the major leagues in the next year or two.
All right. Well, if you're wondering why we didn't break on time to get to Dan Lanning, it's because he is not coming on our show today.
Yeah.
He'll be back next week. So a not Dan Lanning segment next on The Fan.